Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hey there, you guys. So glad to have you hanging out with us here today for another phenomenal show, and I'm telling you what, it is going to be awesome, so you don't want to go anywhere at all. Matter of fact, you want to get on Twitter right now. Follow me if you're not following me, and follow me. It's simple, twitter.com/Charvette, and retweet that you're listening to the show. And certainly on Facebook, let's connect if we aren't already connected, facebook.com/Charvette, and repost about the show. So listen, let me tell you who we have today. So in our first segment, I'm tickled pink to have Delmar Johnson joining us. She's an author, a speaker, an HR consultant, a career coach. She has 10 years of experience really working with big corporations, small business owners, and new entrepreneurs. But she is here today to talk about her newly released book, Seasons of My Soul, Lessons Learned in a Dry Place. Oh, my goodness. Lessons Learned in a Dry Place. So we're going to be chatting up with her. And listen, we're super excited because this is the first stop on her tour, first stop on her virtual book tour. So we're excited to be one of the first stops. And then we'll roll into our second segment. We're delighted to have Lisa McClendon is scheduled to join us. She is a gospel recording artist, five projects under her belt. She's a Stellar Award nominee, Dove Award nominee, and she's releasing her sixth project, and we're going to be chatting it up with her about her new single called You. So we'll be chatting it up there. And then in our third segment, I am really excited to have one of my friends joining us all the way from North Carolina. We're at North Carolina people, and I need y'all to stand up right now. Yeah, wherever you are, stand up right now. North Carolina represent. So we are going to have Gavin Williams joining us, and Gavin is an artist. He's a musician. He has a project out called Hopeless Romantic. So we're going to talk to him about his project and all the great things that he's doing there in North Carolina. So that's what the show looks like today. So I know you're excited and you're ready to get started. So we're ready to roll right on in. Again, Delmar Johnson is joining us. First stop on her virtual book tour, newly released book, Seasons of My Soul, Lessons in a Dry Place. And we're bringing her up to the mic right now. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room. Delmar, welcome to the show.
Ah, good evening. Hello, Charvette, and thank you for having me on. I'm excited.
Oh, we're excited to chat with you. So let's jump right on in. So as I mentioned, you know, a strong career in HR consulting and career coaching and working with businesses, how did you shift to saying, okay, I need to write a book?
Well, you know what? That's a good question. Thanks for asking. Well,
yes.
You know what? I shifted to actually writing this book. Really, it came from the love of me journaling for the past 15 years. And I started my path on journaling when I left everything that I knew, my family, my friends, and everything for a career opportunity that I had more than 15 years ago. And my way of kind of getting used to being away from everything, you know, everything that was familiar, my family and everything, how to get used to going from a pond to an ocean, if you will. Because I moved to Dallas, Texas, and Memphis is no small potatoes where I live, but Dallas was six times larger, so it was like going from a pond to an ocean. So through my love of journaling, that led me to this book of Seasons of My Soul. So I found journaling and writing to be therapeutic and to be cathartic during those times where it's like, oh, did I make the right decision to move, you know, move this far away from home and going through all these changes, which we do, you know, when it's time to make a change. We go through the peaks and valleys of that. So really my love of journaling led me to actually writing the book, Seasons of My Soul.
Wow, and I love that you say what's covered in the book, the lessons, it speaks of the lessons I learned as I got on the other side of each of those experiences. And so sometimes when we're in the thick of it, we're like, oh, my goodness. But I love that you pointed out, okay, I got over to the other side. You know, it didn't kill me.
Right. Yes, it did not kill me. It made me stronger. It did just the opposite of kill me. It made me stronger and more into the woman that I have become and still becoming, because I'm still a work in progress, if you will, as we all are.
Yeah, as we are all under construction, right?
Yes, under construction. I like that word.
Yeah, all of us under construction. And so as you started looking at the journaling that you were doing and you said, okay, I need to really get this into a book, what was the most difficult aspect of writing this book?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that recently, actually, and I think that probably the most difficult part of writing the book was reliving, if you will, or remembering parts of that journey that I was writing about that affected me emotionally and that emotionally and mentally scarred me, if you will. So going back to some of those experiences, you know, a woman's mind is very keen, and we remember a lot of things right down to the details sometimes, even if it happened 10, 15 years ago. So going back to some of those experiences had me right back in the moment of as though it was happening right then and there when I was writing it. But the good thing about that is, however, once it was written down, it no longer had any power over me. No longer had any power on me. But once it was written out, like I said, I had to go back and revisit. You know, it's part of writing a book. You have to go back and revisit those places that may have hurt you the most, if you will, you know, had those emotional and mental scars and other scars too, spiritually, financially, emotionally, all that. But once I wrote it down, it had no more power over me.
I love it. I love it. And also the subtitle of the book, tell us how you came to that, Lessons Learned in a Dry Place. And I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah, most definitely. And actually, the full subtitle is A Life Journey Through Lessons Learned in a Dry Place. And I actually came up with that really in the still of the night. That's when most of our thoughts really, really cultivate themselves, at least for me. I can say that for myself, in the still of the night, because that was not the subtotal for months. I mean, the subtitle was not that's on the book now, but I wasn't comfortable with what the subtitle was initially, and I thought, okay, I'm going to eventually come up with something, and it literally hit me one night without me even thinking about it in the still of the night, probably about midnight, and I was writing on my iPad, which I wrote most of my book on my iPad, and it came. It said, A Life Journey Through Lessons Learned in a Dry Place, because I have always used the word seasons in my life because of the things that I have gone through. When I wasn't living here and even, you know, growing up. So I've always used the word seasons. And actually, the first part of my book is the scripture where God tells us in everything there is a season. And I open the book with that scripture. So that word seasons kind of stick with me. And I called what I went through a journey, you know, my life's journey. So I guess that, you know, the Spirit of the Lord put that subtitle together for me, because that was not the subtitle for months.
Wow. God inspired.
Yes,
I also like how you say how life's twists and turns have the power to shape and mold who we are, in particular as women, and who we choose to become. Talk a little bit about the twists and the turns of life.
Well, you know what, the twists and the turns of life, sometimes we call it a mountain and a valley. But the twists and turns of life usually will definitely challenge you when you're in the valley moment, if you will. And sometimes those twists and turns can have you going every which way, as my grandmama used to say, going every which way. But you have to get to a point where you get still. And being still is not easy, and it's definitely not easy for me. I am a personality A, or I would describe myself as a personality A. So being still is not always easy for a personality.
Yeah.
But sometimes twists and turns will knock you down where you are made to be still. And you have to pull out the word of God, and you have to see if you can hear his voice, whether it resonates in your spirit or he sends somebody to drop something in your, you know, to drop something in your ear that resonates to your spirit about, okay, these are some twists and turns, but, and then I have to, and speaking for myself, I have to reach back and say, you know what, the Lord said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. You know, you had to pull out those scriptures that's been indwelled in you.
Absolutely.
Over your lifetime, and if you have enough in you, you'll be able to pull it out at a time that you need it, that you need it, and you have to refer back to that. So those twists and turns, yeah, it will knock you on your feet. It will knock you on your backside, but for me, if you stand still and if you really think about the goodness of God, if you really think about the goodness of God, those times that you think you are in that thing alone,
mm-hmm.
those times that you think nobody else is going through what you're going through, that you don't have anybody else to call on, it's in those times, and that's part of the twists and turns, it's in those times where you find out exactly who you are, whose you are, and what you're made of. But you have to be still long enough to find that out.
Sit down somewhere and find that out. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're chatting it up here in our author spotlight with Delmar Johnson. Brand new book release, Seasons of My Soul, A Life Journey Through Lessons Learned in a Dry Place. Tell listeners
yes.
how they can, number one, how they can purchase the book. Let's start there.
Oh, sure. Now, if they want an autographed copy, there's a couple of places. If they want an autographed copy, they can actually order it straight from my book site, which is www.seasonsofmysoulbook.com, and I'll be happy to autograph that copy for you and send it on its way. And you can also purchase it on Amazon.com under Seasons of My Soul.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so let's talk about some of the valuable lessons that you really want readers to walk away with once they have read Seasons of My Soul. What do you want people to learn?
Oh, most definitely. Thank you for asking. Well, you know, there's a lot of lessons that I talk about at the end of each chapter in the book, but there are three particular ones that really resonate throughout the book. And one is that you don't have to stay in a place in which you've fallen. It's important to find out, like I said, be still, find out your inner strength, and that helps you to continue moving forward.
Yes.
And these are simple lessons. See, lessons don't have to be hard. Lessons don't have to be difficult for them to resonate with us. And then another lesson, number two, is that there is an absolute power in forgiving and letting go of past hurts. Forgiving, that's key. And letting
yeah.
go of those past hurts. Hanging on to them, it has the power to manifest itself emotionally, again, spiritually, physically, mentally, and financially. It has a way to, it has that power to manifest itself in all areas of our life when we choose not to forgive. But when we do forgive, oh, there's power in forgiving. And then another, third lesson, that it's important that you surround yourself with people that give you a sense of hope. I always tell people, when you lose hope, you've lost a whole lot.
Oh, wow.
And it's not about the losing of the money. It's not about the losing of maybe, you know, a boyfriend or, you know, your partner, whoever it is. It's not about losing a job. But it's when you've lost hope, that's when you've lost a whole lot. But when you hang on to hope, I promise you, I know it for myself, things will begin to turn around for your good. And in your favor. But it's hope. And God tells us that. He's like, when you have hope, you have so much. But when you lose it, oh, my goodness, there is a void that is difficult to fill. But God can fill it. He can refill it. But you have to hold on to that hope. And so those are really the three biggest lessons. Like I said, it resonates throughout the book. I've got several lessons in there. But those three resonated with me, and I hope they resonate with your audience and other people who will be reading the book.
Yes. Hang on to hope. Hold on to hope. That's for somebody that's listening. Hold on any kind of way. If you have to tie a knot in the end of the rope, if you see the end of the rope coming to an end, tie a knot and hang on and hang on to hope. Don't lose hope. My goodness, Seasons of My Soul. So you can see, listeners, why this is a something you should pick up. Great, you know, it's summertime, we're traveling, we're going to the beach, we're on the, you know, you're on the river, yes, and grab it. Is it available in a digital format?
It will be available in digital format soon. So my digital people, hold on, it's coming through Kindle.
It's coming for you.
It's coming to Kindle. It's coming for you to Kindle in the next couple of weeks, so just hold on. But see, I'm the kind of person, I love a book where I can, you know, dog ear it, where I want to go back to and, you know, put notes in the ledgers and everything. So that's me, though. That's not everybody. I know we're living in a digital age, but it is coming. So hold on. But in the meantime, those of you who love the feel of a book, the smell of a book, you can definitely get it now. And like I say, you can check out my book site, seasonsofmysoulbook.com, to get it autographed, or you can order it straight from amazon.com.
All right, fabulous. And while they're listening as well, how can they connect with you online in your social media sites?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm all over social media. They can get me on Facebook, and my fan page on there is actually Delmar Johnson Enterprise. So it's my name, Delmar Johnson Enterprise. They can catch me on Twitter, and I actually have a really cool name on Twitter called Rebootologist. So I help women reboot their lives. So,
all right.
Yeah, at Rebootologist on Twitter. And, I'm also on LinkedIn as well. So my LinkedIn name is Delmar Johnson, so I'm easy to find there. So I'm all over social media.
All over. And I have tweeted her. I have tagged her on Facebook. So, listeners, it's an easy connection point. And I know you're hanging out with me on Twitter, so twitter.com/Charvette, and connected with me on facebook.com/Charvette. And, of course, charvette.com has a link to her main website. I want to talk about Rebootologist, and I wanted to say that slow because I know some of y'all are, wait a minute, what did you say? Rebootologist. And so I was on one of your fan pages today on Facebook, and you were asking people, you know, were they, had they either lost a job or transitioning, and was their resume just, you know, tore to pieces, and you were able to help reboot their resume. Talk a little bit about that side of your life.
Oh, most definitely. And Rebootologist, I love fun, and, you know, fun capturing names. And that actually came about under my brand, I Reboot Careers. So the background of me is in human resources. So it's kind of innate in me of human resources and career development. And Rebootologist came about because women, especially women, not just women, but I resonate with women more, of course. But with women, we tend to forget about who we are at the core of who we are. A lot of times we want to, you know, we're in transition. You know, we're in transition where we're single or married, have family. We may be in transition in a job. You know, we may want a promotion, or we may have been downsized. And we're trying to figure out now, okay, what is we want to do next? But the first thing a lot of people do is like, oh, I need to dust off my resume. But actually it starts with finding out and assessing who you are and learning how to connect the core of who you are to what you really want to do. Because that's where your fulfillment in your corporate life or in your entrepreneurial business life is going to come from. So if we've never taken the time to self-assess, okay, what is it that I'm really good at? What have people told me I'm good at? You know, what do I want to do and not be so stuck in a box because other people have put us in that box and we've allowed them to put us in that box? So as a Rebootologist, I come back and empower women to tap into who they really are and be okay with pursuing something that may not be all right with someone else, but it really is part of your path and your purpose. So it's more than just dusting off a resume or giving you interview lessons. I can do that too. That's something I've done in my career, you know, my HR career life all that time. But I really want to resonate with the woman and who you really are. It's like, did you want to be a nurse, but you set up for being, you set up for being at a warehouse? And I'm not knocking warehouse. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
It's feeding somebody's family. But you wanted to be a nurse, but something stopped you 5, 10, 15 years ago. So now, you know, you're in a job that you have that you are not fulfilled in at all, in a career, but you still, that nursing is still longing for you. You're still longing for you. Okay, so what do you need to do to position yourself to be a nurse? If you still you still have your sanity, I always say, you are still vital, you are still valuable to this world. So, hey, go take that first class. Find out where to get the money from. Let me help you with that. Let's research that. But it all comes back to, okay, who are you are in your core? Who are you on? And, you know, and that kind of resonates with reading the book Instinct by T.D. Jakes.
Yeah.
And it said we are caught between instincts and intelligence, and we need to get back to a place where we can connect our intelligence to our instincts. Our instincts will always drive us to our passion and our purpose and our destiny, but we have to listen hard enough to it. You know, a lot of times, you know, we're all in our heads when we really should be in our heart as well, and we need to learn how to connect the two again.
Oh, my goodness. You said a lot right there, and I love the rebootologist, because anyone that has worked on a computer, and if you ever felt it was slow, it was, you know, acting crazy, if you call any kind of technical support, any kind of technical support anywhere in the country, probably anywhere in the world, first thing they're going to say is, did you reboot? Did you get a fresh start? And sometimes that solves it. It clears the cobwebs. It just clears your mind and clears everything up. So I love that, the rebootologist. I love that. I love it. I love it. So how can people connect with you if they want that side of your empire? How can they connect?
I like that word, empire. Say that again. Okay.
Yes, your empire.
Well, they can actually – I do have a website, so they can actually connect with me at DelmarJohnson.com. It's just my name, very simple, DelmarJohnson.com, and they can connect with me there, and they can even schedule a free – 15, 20-minute consult to find out, you know, if what I offer is something that they need. So they can connect with me right at DelmarJohnson.com.
Okay, great. And so you mentioned that you're reading Bishop T.D. Jakes' book, Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Driven, inborn drive, excuse me. I don't want to say quote that incorrectly. Excuse me, Bishop Jakes, if you're listening. Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. Are there other authors that have inspired you along the way?
Oh, most definitely. I enjoy the authors that can connect the spiritual and the personal and professional development, and T.D. Jakes does that very well. He connects the spiritual with the real life, and it resonates with me. And I also like Rick Warren, of course, with Purpose Driven Life. I read that book 2 or 3 times, had a study session on it and everything, so I like that. And I also like I like books also that's written like by Napoleon Hill. He wrote Think and Grow Rich. I like Stephen Covey, which I believe passed away last year.
Yes.
Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So I like things
that
resonate with my spirit as well as personal and professional development. So along those lines, and I like Lisa Nichols as well with No Matter What. She's part of the Chicken Soup of the Soul franchise as well. So I have a lot of authors that I like. So I don't necessarily have a particular favorite author, but those are the genres that I like.
Okay, and if you could choose, which writer would you consider to be a mentor for you?
Oh, that's easy. T.D. Jakes. I'm going to go back to him. I mean, he used to be my pastor when I lived in Dallas, so I think I'm kind of got some favorites going on there.
Oh, awesome.
When I say him, but but
awesome.
But again, I like how he can connect the spiritual side of his thoughts with reality. You know, with the real world that we're living in, and be able to connect that and tap it back into God's view of things and how we can operate down here, you know, in the earthly realm, about how we can tap into our instincts and tap into spirituality, as well as be a business person, as well as be, you know, a professional person, and it be all right with that. So I like how he can connect. And he also creates a picture, too. How he writes, you can actually visualize it.
He's so profound and so prolific, really, in everything that he does. So profound.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
Yes, if you're just tuning in, hey there, we're chatting it up here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, talking to Delmar Johnson, author, speaker, HR consultant, career coach. We're letting you get a taste of all of that today, but certainly we're excited to be on the first stop on her virtual book tour. Yes, for Seasons of My Soul. Again, tell them one more time how they can pick up a copy of that.
Most definitely. On my book site at seasonsofmysoulbook.com, I will personally autograph that copy for you. And you can also grab a copy on my page at amazon.com under Seasons of My Soul. And my author's page is out there as well under my name, Delmar Johnson, on amazon.com. So you can find me all over the place right now. And I would like to give a shout-out, if I can, before we
start in my segment.
Okay, awesome. I want to give a shout-out to my book publicist, LaTonya Boyd. She is a beast. She is on fire, and she has me booked up for the next month. I said, I love you. So LaTonya Boyd with Fab Virtual Tours, I tell you, if you are an author out there, self-published, or especially if you're self-published and independent publisher, she is definitely the one to check out. And you can check her out at latboyd.com and get hooked up with her and have a conversation with her. And she would do the same for you that she's done for me and so many other authors that I've been seeing in her past that she's helping. So I really appreciate LaTonya Boyd.
Absolutely. Big shout out to LaTonya. Faith, a believer, those that are listeners that listen often, she is certainly a friend to the show and also one of our sponsors and advertisers. So you're going to hear her commercial a little bit later. So big shout out there. Yeah, definitely. Writing the book is probably the easiest part for most people, but you've really got to get out there and let people know about it. Wouldn't you agree?
Most definitely, and I'm on the beginning of that grind, and I tell you, if it wasn't for LaTonya, I don't know where I would be right now. And that's just being honest, but I am going to enjoy this ride, and like you said, the writing the book and, you know, writing the book and initially releasing it may be considered the easy part. It's the aftermath that you have to get focused and get help with it, too. Get help with it. Don't do it by yourself. I'm one of those people. I've done things by myself for so long. It's like, and LaTonya and I, we have a late night conversations, and she said, I'll crack her up. It's like, okay, you're doing too much by yourself. So get help if you're going to do it. And I promise you, it'll make all the difference in the world. So she told me to have fun, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a little fun.
Have fun. Enjoy the ride. And let LaTonya do the heavy lifting for you. I love that. And actually, authors, those that are listening, if you're in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, I will be hosting an exclusive power coaching session that's just for authors. I'm not taking any more than 10 authors. It's going to be at the Aloft Hotel. This is late break, and I haven't even posted it on Facebook or Twitter yet. It'll be released by Thursday morning, but an exclusive offer for authors that are in the city of Richmond, power coaching for 2 hours at the Aloft Hotel. Now, registration information will be available, so you can reserve your VIP seat. So we'll let you know about that. So what advice would you give to other aspiring writers and authors that are out there?
Ooh, that's a heavy load question.
Yeah.
But I would tell them to get to writing. Get to writing that book. I know some may be out there have said on it, like, well, you know, I don't know if, you know, if anybody's going to read it. I don't know if, you know, if I'd be able to do it. Yes, you can. If one person reads your book, it is enough. You are accomplished. You are a finisher. That's my word this year, tenacity and being a finisher. And you also have to get organized. You have to get organized and you have to get focused. And how you organize you and how you get focused is going to be different from the next person. It is. It's just going to be different from the next person. But you have to get organized. You have to begin, start with an outline of what book you want to write.
Mm-hmm.
If you hadn't written it yet. Start out with an outline. Write out your thoughts. Get them out of your head. That's really where I started. Get it out of your head and get organized. And you begin to get organized by creating a writing outline. What are the topics that you want to make sure that you include in your book? And about time you get to the editing side of it, you're going to cut some of those topics out anyway. But write down the topics and things that you know you want to talk about and how you think it will resonate with other people. And those are the things that you're going to stick with and put in your outline and begin to write, even if it's, you know, write 1 hour a day,
right.
1 hour a week. But get to that point where you are, you know, you get into the groove of what it is that you're writing. But once you outline it and then you categorize, okay, this is going to be chapter one. Get some colored index cards. A young lady that I went through her book training, April Franks Hunt with Women Recharge, she taught me how to pull out index cards. And on each index card, you say, this is chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, chapter four, chapter 10. And then you write down what it is, that topic, what your potential topic may be, because your topic could change a lot of times. But write down what you think that particular chapter title is going to be, what your subtitle will be, and then write out 3 to 5 points that you want to make sure that you cover and write about in each chapter. Do that on color index cards. You know, make it fun. You know, make it fun. And then once you put all those together, you get your 10 chapters written and outlined that way. And begin to write. Put yourself on a writing schedule. You know, set it for 15 minutes. If you know you can't, your span of thought cannot go more than 15 minutes, get your timer on these fancy phones we have. Say 15 minutes. I'm going to write for 15 minutes, and I'm going to start with chapter one, my notes that I wrote on my pretty color index cards. And I'm going to write down those notes. You know, and before you know it, you have your whole first chapter written.
That is such good advice.
And the next one. Yeah.
And the next, like, keep moving. Wow. And the keep moving. And the key thing you said just a few seconds ago was, this year your theme is tenacity and being a finisher, because there's so many people that start, but they don't finish.
Yes.
They start and they start and they start and they don't finish. So you're saying this year, 2014, we're midway through, finish it.
Yes, finish the book. And maybe this would encourage your listeners too, since I'm on this topic. I started writing October 2012, this book. I didn't get serious about writing until May of 2013.
Oh.
You know how we'll start something, we'll put it down. We'll start something,
uh-huh.
we'll put it down. But I got in an accountability group after we left Speak and Write for Millions speaking conference in San Diego held by Lisa Nichols. And we joined an accountability group, or I joined an accountability group, and probably in May of 2013, and that's when I got serious about writing, because I was held accountable. That made me feel held accountable with that great group. And December 19th, I sent my manuscript to my editor. So you have to decide to get serious about it. So mine was not something that was written in 2 or 3 months. It took a year and a half.
My goodness, but you got it done, and you have the proof in the pudding.
Yes.
Well, I'm telling
you
what, it has been, you got the proof in the pudding. Well, it has been wonderful chatting with you at the beginning, first stop on your blog tour, your book, virtual book tour, and we're excited that we had the chance to chat with you. And my last question, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
What continues to motivate me is the knowing that I'm not finished yet, that this journey that I'm on is not finished yet, and there are more things to be done. There are more people that I'm supposed to help. There are more people that I'm supposed to connect to, and they're supposed to be connected to me, because everything that we go through, good, bad, or indifferent, everything that we go through is not just for us.
Yeah.
So once we tap into where we're supposed to be going, and we still have bumps and bruises along the way. You know, we going to the right, but the Spirit of the Lord is telling us to go to the left. So we still get, bumps and bruises along the path trying to get to our purpose and our destiny. So there's many more people that I know is connected to me that's waiting on me to make my move. So every day. So that's what motivates me, knowing that it's not over yet. Knowing that it's not over yet. Every day that I have the opportunity to wake up on this side of the grave, as I say, is an opportunity for me to get further to my purpose, because my purpose is tied to somebody else that's waiting on me.
All right, it's not over yet. Well, awesome, awesome, awesome. Again, listeners, Delmar Johnson, Seasons of My Soul. Get your copy. Keep up with her on Facebook, Twitter, all those good places. And, again, congratulations and have an awesome tour.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Charvette.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Do you want to learn how to become organized? Learn how to become stress-free. Learn how to live your purpose. And learn how to say no. Well, register for the free telesummit hosted by Renee Wiggins at www.resultsbyrenee.com. This spiritual bodybuilding will change your mind, temple, and life. Register for free at www.resultsbyrenee.com to hear from 10 dynamic speakers that will help you find joy and balance in your life. Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Joy Fest is coming back to Richmond. It's your man Kirk Franklin.
It hurts, y'all, but still. Come on.
What's up, God's people? I want you to join me for a day of worship and music Saturday, July 19th at King's Dominion. Joy Fest also features Sherry Shepherd, Tamela Mann, and your MC, Vaughn Hampton.
And just added, Canton Jones. Get the best price now and save $5 when you buy early bird tickets through June 20th by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And your ticket to the festival gets you into the park, too, for a full day of fun and rides as King's Dominion celebrates 40 years of family fun, thrills, and memories.
Feel the joy, people, at King's Dominion, July 19th, Saturday. I can't wait to see you there. With me, your boy, Kirk Franklin, Sherry Shepherd, and Tamela Mann.
Also featuring Canton Jones.
I want you to join me at Joy Fest July 19th at King's Dominion.
Tickets and more details available online at joyfest.org.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Then, listeners, to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, I'm excited. One of my friends is hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing him to the mic. He is back by popular demand. I'm telling you what, Gavin Williams, hashtag GavBeats, is joining us today. Hopeless Romantic. I'm bringing him up to the mic right now. Yes, Gavin Williams, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you. Hey, Char.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I am awesome. Wow. So we have much to talk about and catch up on since the last time you've been on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, listen to that. So you went off and got married. So, ladies, he's not available. You got married. How's married life treating you?
It's beautiful. It's work, but it's beautiful. I can't complain.
All right. So you are an artist. You are a musician. Matter of fact, listeners, that background track you hear right there that you hear on every show, compliments of Gav Beats right here. Clap it up. So what have you been working on? I've been hearing a buzz about Hopeless Romantic. Tell us about that.
Well, I was actually working on a project in a studio, something different. I just decided to try to, you know, sing a record actually for my wife before she was my wife, and it kind of worked. So I just said, let's keep making a couple of extra songs and see how it works. And a lot of people started to kind of enjoy the music, so I ended up making my first Hopeless Romantic album that was actually because of my wife. I just did something different, you know, just to kind of put a smile on her face.
Wow.
And it worked.
And it worked. And we're going to let listeners, they get to hear, we're going to let them hear a peek of something. We're going to let them hear, y'all didn't know y'all going to get to hear something. We're going to let them hear something. Hot off the press, right?
Yes, yes. It's on Hopeless Romantic 3. It's the album actually is already out. I'm actually working on something right now in the studio. I just finished with Big Daddy Kane and some other people we working on. A small little project, and I'm doing some other stuff with actually Harold Lilly signed me to a production and writing contract. Actually, it was almost like a wedding gift. It was maybe a week or two before I got married.
Wow. Big shout out to Harold Lilly. We love you out there in California. Yes. Okay, so we're going to let them hear and just a little bit look at God. And we're going to let you going to have to hear listeners, and then we're going to come back and talk about it, cuz I don't even want to spoil it. I want it to be fresh when you hear it. I want it to be fresh. So would you consider, like, what genre would you place this in, a certain genre, or is it just like, you know, this is just good music about love, about, you know, for marriage, for relationships, whatever? What would you put it in?
It would, you know, what's crazy, me and Harold do this all the time. Like, when I send him stuff, we actually use code words. So this would be a mixture of a married couple in 2014 on 12th and Stockton Street. How about that?
And now, those of you that are listening, we grew up at the same church, 12th and New Jerusalem Holy Church, 12th and Stockland Street, Richmond, Virginia. Big shout out to, I know, all of our Richmond listeners. A big shout out to Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown, Bishop Joel Vincent Brown. So we have those roots. So, okay, I like that. So you have to kind of be from Richmond to get that. I like that. Where do you see this going? Where do you want to stay in this vein, or is this something you're kind of testing out now and you might move and do something else too?
I'm hoping for a giraffe kind of process with this whole R&B thing. It's a little easier for me to put out the music being married opposed to being single. So I feel confident putting out the music. I think it's something that everybody can kind of, you know, enjoy. Certain songs I may not wouldn't want kids to hear, but it's nothing like rash or rude or anything like that. But I'm a real fan of love right now. You know what I mean? I'm a newlywed. I'm happy. I'm excited about being married. So I'm looking forward to big things with music right now and singing.
All right. I love it. And listeners, you can connect with Gavin. Tell them all the connection points, like on Facebook and all that good stuff, how they can connect with you.
You can reach me on Gavin Maestro Williams. That's my Facebook page. You can go to the Hopeless Romantic Worldwide page on Facebook, or the Gab Beats page. You can reach me on Twitter, SchemoGab1. And if you want a copy of the album, you can just go to hopelessromanticw@gmail.com.
All right. All the great connection points right there. And so, Gavin, you and I have this thing where when I, you know, blow up, you've always said, I'm going to be your MD, I'm going to be your music director for whatever, wherever we're going. And so, listeners, we got it on record. You got it on record. This is being recorded. He's going to be my MD. Wherever I'm going, he's going with me.
I can't wait.
So let's talk a little bit about your upbringing, really. And I always say, people who have a musical gift, most of the times they discovered it in church, around church, near church, because really, other than maybe a school choir, how do you really get to leverage, you know, any musical talent? So talk a little bit about how your upbringing really kind of brought out your musical gifts.
It's all church. I grew up around maybe the greatest musicians in the world. I think I can say that and feel confident. People like Stanley Edwards and Bishop Rudy Brown. My mother, of course, a director. And I kind of learned stuff from a lot of different people between Richmond and Philadelphia and growing up in the church. You know, even our chief apostle, you know, it's always been people around me with music. It's all church. That's what
yeah.
I grew up around. That's what I know. That's what I know. You can never forget home. You can't forget home. So
you cannot. You cannot forget it.
Right, right. So I think most of all my talent came from church. I never even saw a video, actually, a music video, until maybe I was, I don't know, I may have been 12 or 13. Like, it was a long time. So I was introduced to other music, and, of course, like classical and different stuff, but it's always been church, always.
And you know what? There are a lot of R&B rap artists who same predicament came out of church. There was a gentleman
right.
that came and ministered at our church recently, Patrick Dobson. Caucasian brother does kind of like they compare him to Fred Hammond. Well, he was
right,
here
right.
in Richmond for a big musical thing that they have, gospel and all this kind of stuff. Well, the headliner, to cut down to the story, the headliner for the event was 50 Cent. That's who the headliner was. But they had the gospel
oh, wow.
stuff earlier during the yeah, they had the gospel stuff earlier during the day. Like four of the musicians with 50 Cent walks up to Patrick Dobson, again, Caucasian brother, doing, you know, gospel music, and they all say, "Man, we got your project, we love your music," and he's like flabbergasted. But I think that
wow.
happens more often than not. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so. Matter of fact, if I remember correctly, I think It's a guy by the name of Omar that's, I think he went to Fourth Memorial in Philadelphia. He plays for Jay-Z. You can't get around church. Like, you know how a lot of people try to, you know, say, oh, no, I just kind of picked it up. There's no way around it. The gift came from God. Most of every musician really came out of church or had some background dealing with
yeah.
the church. There's no way around it. Like, you know, whether you want to fight or not, there's just no way around it. And it's always cool. A lot of influence from every type of music came from gospel music. So, you know, I don't think it's a way to beat it. You can't beat it.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it. All right, so I just wanted to give y'all his background, a little bit about Gavin Williams' background. And so we're talking about Hopeless Romantic, written, inspired by his newlywed, his wife. And so, Gavin, I think this is a good time to let people hear this song, again, written to your wife, about your wife, called Look at God, and then we'll come back and talk about it. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, listeners, here we go. Look at God, Hopeless Romantic. Gavin Williams.
Sexy as you are, flawless accent your beauty. Epitome as a woman. Yeah, you are the epitome. I don't use that word loosely. When I see you, I just feel some type of way. And I yell out, look at God, look at God, look at God, yeah, look at God. I be thinking my Jesus for you,
Lord Jesus,
saying ain't no woman like mine,
no woman
yeah.
like mine.
When I see you, I just feel some type of way, hey, hey, yelling out,
look at God.
Won't he do it?
Ooh, look at God.
Ooh,
You know how you be looking at me and you be like, oh, Gavin, why you looking at me again? Like, and I'll be like, babe, I mean, you know, I really can't help myself, you know. You just so sexy to me. And sometimes I just look to the sky and I just yell out, ooh,
look at God, look at God, look at God, look at God. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Hey,
look at God,
look at God, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, 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 oh.
All right, all right. I love it there. Look at God. Gavin, how does it feel to hear it? How does it feel to hear it?
Oh, it's always beautiful to hear. I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs.
Wow, written for your wife, inspired by your wife. So, and, but it's a difference. It's different. So some people might say, "Hey, wait a minute, what is this?" And then they have to kind of catch on to the vibe. But hopeless. They got to catch on to the vibe. Hopeless romantic. How can people pick up a copy?
They can again email me at hopelessw@gmail.com. Actually, excuse me, hopelessromanticw@gmail.com.
Great. And listeners on Facebook, we have tagged Gavin, again, featuring him in our new artist spotlight. So certainly on Facebook, you can connect Hopeless Romantic Worldwide page, Gav Beats page, Gavin Maestro Williams page, so you can have the easy connection points. How can people connect with you on Twitter?
Twitter, I'm definitely under the real Gav Beats. I have maybe a few pages, but I am the real Gav Beats. On Twitter, The Real Gab Beast on Twitter, and that's my name, at The Real Gab Beast. Again, I really don't use my Twitter much, but if it's something on there, I will check it.
All right. We digging it. Okay, cool. So the last question I have for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
Time. Mm. It's not a whole lot of it. We never know. So I'm always in this big rush. I mean, we're not big rush, but I'm always thinking big, because we just don't know. Time is not promised. So I tell everybody, you know, if you're not in somebody's out of church, you need to be, and enjoy what you're doing. Live life to the fullest. Be respectful, love your elders, respect your elders, and find somebody to love, please. It's necessary.
It's necessary. That's good. That's good there. Big shout out to your parents, Bishop Frank Williams and co-pastor Paulette Williams. I want to give them a shout out. And Casey, oh my goodness, your sister Casey. I can't forget Casey, the people's publicist. Big shout out there. You all representing there in North Carolina. So thank you so much for stopping by the show, Gavin.
Thank you, and I love you, Charlotte.
Oh, I love you, too. I love you, too. All right. Thank you so much. Okay, listeners, we're going to a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with Lisa McClendon. Yes, yes, yes. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charlotte Mitchell Radio Show. Charlotte will be back after this.
It's happening June 26th through 28th, the Heart of Worship Conference. Hosted by the Pentecostals of Richmond, this conference is designed for ministers of music, worship leaders, pastors, band members, vocalists, and anyone who desires to have a heart of worship and to grow in their musical giftings. Howe is known to be an oasis of refreshing for those who are involved in the work of God. We intend to focus on the minister rather than the mechanics of ministry. To find out more information on registration and session topics, please visit HOWVA.com. Thursday and Friday evening will be worship experiences open to everyone. Visit www.HOWVA.com for more information and to register you and your team today.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. BAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Listening out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and connect with me on facebook.com/Charvette, and of course my main website, which is charvette.com. And of course, you can get my mobile app. That's the easy way to listen to the show. If you're listening from your mobile device, that's the easiest way. All you have to do is search for Charvette in any of your app stores, and it's a free download. So listen, we're moving right on into our next segment. Excited to have Lisa McClendon. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room. She's coming up, 5 projects under her belt. Now working on the 6th release, OMG. She's a Stella Award nominee, Dove Award nominee, inspirational soul. We call her the mother of that inspirational gospel, inspirational soul. You know her well. New single out, You. Hashtag You. We have played it for you, and we love the beat. We love the vibe. We're bringing her up to the mic right now and excited to have Lisa McClendon on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. How you doing, Lisa?
I am very happy to be here.
Yeah. I love the accent. I was like,
find me a phone. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I'm glad to connect with you. So let's chat. I went to your website, and there were 3 things that jumped out at me.
Okay.
Motherhood, music, and ministry. Talk a little bit about that. Yeah.
Man, Lady Charvette, it is, I just got to, collect it and give you the snack version. the Lord has just been really doing some transition in my life and making sure that I have the proper order as it relates to my own life, which is God, family, then music. And for so long, it's kind of just been like God and music and then family, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just here recently, the Lord has just been showing me the importance of mother, the importance of the woman being present at home, even if she's a businesswoman, me making sure that I don't forget my responsibility at home. And so I'm always highlighting the music online, on my social media. I'm always highlighting God, who I love and serve. But I never highlight the other part of me that's very important, the fact that I am a mother, wife as well.
Yeah.
But the fact that I'm a mother, and to me that is more important. And it's becoming, if I can be transparent, it's becoming more important because I hadn't always seen it as being more important because I've just always been working. And I'm
right.
Learning to slow down and embrace the fact that I'm responsible for raising a man and a woman of God that the Lord has placed in my care to be kingdom citizens, to grow up, to be warriors, to be intercessors, to be whatever they need to be. And I can't let music overwhelm or overshadow that. I gotta be able to give all I got to music and all I got to motherhood. So that's where that comes from.
Well said. And there are so many ladies in that place of that work-life balance. You know, that's what you hear in corporate America, work-life balance. How do you balance it? Is it possible? Can you do it? You know, do you sometimes lean one way or the other? And so I think that's kind of what balancing is. Sometimes maybe a little bit this side gets some and then the other side gets some, but then you figure out how to balance it out. So let's talk so are the rest of us. So you're working on your sixth release. So tell us how you're pulling this together and selecting the songs and all that good stuff.
Right. You know, believe it or not, Charvette, this process started 3 years ago. And it started 3 years ago with the intent to release it 3 years ago.
But God
just had a whole nother plan. And so it has helped because it's been over a span. It's helped me not be overwhelmed. It's helped me be in a place where I can hear God and make sure that was God. And so in the midst of this last 3 years, I have just really been in a place where I've been rising up very early in the morning and saying, okay, Lord, what are we writing next? Okay, what are we doing next? And these songs were really created in my prayer time. They were really birthed out of an early morning rise, me and God, no husband around, no kids need me, just me and God. And so the name of the album was going to originally be Invisible, but over the time span, I really felt comfortable to rename the album 5 a.m. because that is where this whole entire album was birthed, at 5 a.m., just sitting before the Lord and changing and crying and being mad and throwing fits and thanking him and asking him why and, you know, and all these things. So I'm so excited about this project, which is coming out in October, by the way.
Wow. Yeah. And so the first single, You, hashtag You, how did you select that as the single? And I love it. I love the vibe. I love it.
Girl, can I tell you, that blew us all away because that was one of those songs we recorded, and I didn't realize what I was recording. And so, I would say 2 years later, you know, here we are trying to select the songs, and my producer and my husband and some other people that our advisors were saying, well, this song and this song. And I kept hearing the Lord. I kept hearing it being, it was singing. It was, the music was just going in my head, You. And, you know, my story is, you know, coming from a history of depression in my family. A lot of the women in my family have been on medication or all medication or, you know, deal with anxiety, panic attacks, and all that kind of crazy stuff. And I wasn't even thinking about none of that. I didn't even realize I was dealing with that when I wrote this song. And so my husband got a call from a minister that he's connected to that said, the Lord said, your wife has a song that's going to set people free from the spirit of depression. She's going to write a song that deals with depression. I'm looking at my husband thinking, well, I'm done writing the album, so I'm not really sure what he's talking about because I'm not writing no more songs. I'm pretty much done. As soon as I said that, the song started singing in my head again, and I began to listen to the words, and I literally screamed. I said, oh, my God, you are amazing, Father, because as you were giving me these lyrics, I didn't even realize. I was just singing to myself to free me, not realizing this was the very song he wanted me to release to help other people be free. So that's how this came about.
Wow. I love the background, the backdrop of that. Yeah. Tell us about your producers and all of that that are working with you.
Yes. Now, this album, this gentleman that's working with me now, Dave Stevens, he actually worked with me on my last album, Reality, and he did one song on my House of Blues album. So this is the first project that we're doing completely together, and it has been an amazing experience. But can I give a quick shout-out to him, David P. Stevens? He is a jazz guitarist in Philadelphia. He is amazing. And so it's just been a joy to work with him. I don't want to give it all away, but I will say I got a guest appearance by Sean Johnson. I'm not sure if you're familiar with his music, Sean Johnson, but he is amazing. And if you've never heard of him, you gotta go Google him, Sean C. Johnson. He's like a D'Angelo. You guys gotta give him a shout out. You gotta go check him out. He is a sick artist. So he has allowed us to be graced with his amazing talent on this album, so I'm excited about that as well.
Well, and you know what, you have had the opportunity certainly to tour in the UK, and you've been, you know, on tours with people like Fred Hammond and Tonet and Byron Cage and Virtue and all of that, and so you certainly have had exposure to different types of music and different types of platform. What's the difference in ministering in the UK versus the US?
Ooh. To me, it really is. I don't. It's almost like they, you know, when you don't get something all the time, you can't wait till you get it, and when you get it all the time, you kind of take it for granted.
Yeah.
Girl, when I tell you, when I saw the video that they did of the tour later on, I was tripping out because they had people in the audience, in the crowd with song sheets with sheet music.
Sheet music.
They created lyric sheets, and they were passing them through the crowds so people who didn't know all of the lyrics could sing along. It was bananas. It was pandemonium. It was amazing. I've been waiting to release this new album because they're ready for me to come back over there. So they just, I mean, we get a lot of love here as well in the States. It's a difference. It's just like almost like they don't get it enough, so they just, it's a hunger over there. Over here, it's like oversaturated with music talent. You know, you can get music just cut on the TV. You can hear anything. And over
there,
it's just like they love it. They really embrace gospel music well.
Well, awesome for international ministry, ministry at its finest, and everybody's money spends well.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for our international listeners that are tuning in. Tell people how they can connect with you on Twitter and Facebook and your main website, all that good stuff.
Most definitely. Definitely go to my website, www.lisamcclendonmusic.com. There you can get anywhere. From there, you can get anywhere. You can get to Twitter. You can get to my Facebook page as well. But definitely check out my website, lisamcclendonmusic.com. All things Lisa. You can be able to get a lot of inspiration from my blogs. So I don't just sing, y'all. I inspire through my writings and everything. So please go check it out and come by and say hi to me and then stop by Twitter and then stop by Facebook.
And on Instagram, you share your healthy dinner that you have.
That we just had tonight. Yes, ma'am. Some tilapia and some kale and red potatoes. Yes, I do as well. I try to present my body holy and acceptable, you know.
Help us out. Yes,
help us out.
And that's the power of social media. It connects. You know, the fans feel like they can kind of peer into your life, not in an evasive way, but just to feel more connected to people that they are really receiving ministry from by the way of song and all of that. So that's the power of social media. So connect, listeners. How can they download, get a copy of you?
Yes, it is on iTunes now, so please go to iTunes. It is there. I'm with my eyes beaming at you, but definitely go to iTunes and get it today and share it. I always tell people, you know, let's not be selfish. You know, this is where you get greedy and you want everybody to know about it because it is a song it's liberating. It's not just another cute little hit. It has a powerful message, and it's one of those songs that when you PO'd, you put that song in and it just really brings you back and it focuses you based on the scripture that he who mine is stayed on me will have perfect peace. So please go download the song today.
Get it. And I tell you, when I listened to it, I played it. I said, oh, I like this. And then I hit repeat. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to it again. Then I hit repeat the third time. And then I looked at it. I was like, oh, I'm supposed to be on a conference call. And I had to turn it off midway because I had got caught. That is true story. God be my witness.
Oh.
I heard, listened to it like the third time. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm supposed to be on a conference call. Let me jump off of here. So, listeners, we're going to let you hear. Let you hear you and, again, connect with Lisa, download it, all that good stuff. We just continue to look for big and bad things coming from you and from your music ministry, and we appreciate that we had an opportunity to chat with you.
Yes, and I want to give a shout-out to Gav Williams. I got all things worked together for the good. I came in, you know, and so I came in at the time, so I was able to hear him. I love his music. My daughter was listening. She said, I like him. So we're going to be supporting him as well. Y'all make sure. And I need him to be more visible on social media. I had to Google to find him, but it's Bab Williams. I love his music. So y'all make sure y'all support him. I'm going to get that. What is it? God.
It's look, Hopeless look at, Romantics. Yeah, Look at God.
Look at God. Girl, I'm going to get Look at God right now. I'm going to get it right now. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, woo, big shout out. All right, so here we go. We're going to let listeners hear you. You've heard it, and but we love it. We're going to let you hear it right now. And thank you so much again, Lisa, for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you, Lady Chevette.
You're welcome. All right, here we go.
Sunlight warms my eyes, I have to think about you. Cause you're the first thing on my mind, and I know that everything's alright. I just think about you, I just think about you. When the season starts to change, I just think about you. When life starts to cloud my way, I just think about you. I refuse not to be okay, but I'm gonna stand on what you say. I just think about you every time I close my eyes.
I know it. you. Pick it up, hashtag you. Lisa McClendon, so honored to have her on the show. Well, guess what? That's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Check me out here next week as well. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And always my main website, which is just charvette.com. And download my mobile app. You just find it under Charvette. That's Charvette. That's how you spell it, all day, every day. That's how you spell it. All right, we love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Until we meet again, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.